Well, on Father's Day, I often think of the story of the teenage boy who lived on a farm, and he hated it because they had no indoor plumbing. They had an outhouse, which was not very close to the house. Plus, in the winter, it was very cold. In the summer, it was very hot. And so he was always thinking how he could get rid of it. Well, one day there was a bad storm, and the creek right next to the outhouse swelled up, and he said, "Now's my chance." So he went out and he pushed as hard as he could, and he pushed the outhouse into the creek, and it was swept downstream. That night at dinner, his father said to him, "Son, do you have anything to tell me?" The boy says, "Yes, Dad, I admit it. I was the one who pushed the outhouse into the creek." And the father says, "You know, you're going to be in very serious trouble for that." And the boy said, "I remember reading that when George Washington admitted that he had chopped down the cherry tree because he told the truth, he did not get in trouble." And the father says, "Well, there's a difference. George Washington's father was not up in that cherry tree." So happy Father's Day to all of our fathers and grandfathers and godfathers. You know, when we think about fatherhood, it's such a great gift, and many of you are physical fathers. We as priests are spiritual fathers. You know, they call us Father, and they do that for a reason, because we are your spiritual father. As one person once said, a priest might have thousands of people that calls him father, but no one calls him dad, because he's a spiritual father. And notice, when you compare fathers in a family to a priest, there's a lot of similarities. First, of course, fathers generate life. With cooperation of the mother, they bring new life into the world. Priests generate spiritual life, supernatural life within souls. Every time we baptize babies or baptize a person, we generate new life within them, sanctifying grace, the divine life, making them children of God. So as a spiritual father, we beget spiritual life within the children. This afternoon, I'll baptize 4 babies. At that time, those children will be born again and receive God's grace within their soul. And so that's why we call priests father, because he helps to generate supernatural life within the children. A father in a family feeds his family. And isn't that what we do as priests? We feed our family with the Holy Eucharist, with the greatest food imaginable, the bread of angels, the Holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We say the body of Christ, and you say amen. We feed our spiritual family with the Holy Eucharist. Then dads within a family, they have to forgive. Sometimes the kids do things wrong, and the father is called to be the merciful father, to be forgiving and loving, and to reconcile the family, to bring peace within the family. And isn't that what we do as spiritual fathers when we hear confessions? We absolve sins in the name of Jesus Christ. We're God's instrument of forgiveness. We reconcile people to God in the Holy Sacrament of Confession. And then the father in the family, as well as a mother, will also, of course, take care of their sick children. If a child is sick, they nurse them back to health. The same thing as a priest. We're a spiritual father. We visit the sick. We visit the hospitals. We visit the nursing homes. We visit the homebound. And we give a sacrament called the anointing of the sick. Sometimes the last rites as well, to help bring physical, emotional, and spiritual healing to our spiritual children that are in need or suffering. Then the father of the family also, of course, is a teacher. Those of you who are fathers know that you're called to teach your children in the ways of the Lord, as the Bible says, to instruct them, to correct them if needed, to guide them. And isn't that what we do as a spiritual father? Through the homily, through preaching, through teaching, through classes, through RCIA, through adult education classes, we are teaching, instructing, guiding our spiritual children to come closer to God. I think when you compare that, you know, this Father's Day, of course, wishing all of our fathers a happy Father's Day, that we as priests too celebrate Father's Day in a spiritual way. But notice also in today's gospel, there's one sentence that I think ties in very well too with fatherhood and in living the Christian life. It says, Jesus says to all, if anyone wishes to come after me, which is what we're called to do, is to follow Christ, he says you have to do three things. You must deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Those three things. Deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. So what does it mean to deny yourself? What is self-denial? Well, we see that anybody who's become successful in life has practiced years of self-denial. Think of anyone that has become a professional athlete or somebody that's in the Olympics. Imagine the years of self-denial it takes of exercise and getting up early, hours before anybody else, to swim or to run. Think of a marathon runner to train for a marathon. Imagine what it takes to have that self-denial, to give up certain things you might like to eat, and to exercise, and to run, and to practice. Think of anybody that might be a concert violinist. Think of those 10,000 hours that they've put into that to prepare and to practice in order to be able to achieve greatness. See, to be successful in anything in life takes really self-denial. And so the same thing in the spiritual life. If we're called to be saints, we're called to get to heaven to become saints, it also requires self-denial, denying ourselves of things that will keep us away from God and achieving things that will help us to grow in holiness. Then Jesus says, take up your cross daily. Now, when the Lord said those words, to take up your cross, back in those days, it only meant one thing. The only people that took up their cross were condemned Christians, condemned criminals, that were on their way to execution by the Roman soldiers on Calvary, on Golgotha. So when Jesus says, to be his follower, you must be willing to take up your cross daily, he's basically saying you have to be willing to lay down your life for God, to lay down your life for Christ. That's what it means to take up one's cross, be willing to suffer with Christ, and even to go to Calvary with him. Of course, in our day and age, there are many different crosses. When it says, Jesus says, take up your cross daily, perhaps some of your crosses might be a physical illness, health challenges. My own dad was just diagnosed a few days ago with advanced cancer. So I ask you to remember him in your prayers. He's 87. He takes care of my mom up in Philadelphia. She's 93. But he's accepting this as his cross, and he takes it up with great acceptance, with great peace of mind and soul, as the will of God, and offering that up for the Lord. So we're called to take up our cross daily. And some of your crosses might be more of a relationship, maybe a struggling situation in a marriage or between parents and children or with bosses or co-workers. Sometimes your crosses might be financial, with maybe the loss of a job or searching for a job. You know, sometimes one of the crosses is moving. And of course, since Father Moseman and I will be transferred in 10 days, me to Fairfax, him to Fredericksburg, that's a cross for us that we as priests are asked to take up and carry. Both of us were hoping for many more years here. But out of obedience to the will of God and to the bishop, the promise we made at our ordination to go wherever we're sent, we go and accept wherever the Lord send us through the church. And so, yes, it's difficult for us because you are our spiritual children. We are your spiritual fathers. But the Lord does not leave you orphaned. He'll be sending two wonderful priests to be your new shepherds, to be your spiritual fathers. And they will, of course, continue the work that we've done in helping you to grow closer to God and to live lives of love, out of love for God and love for others. So Jesus says we're called to take up our cross daily and follow Him. And so on this Father's Day, we pray for all of our fathers, we honor them, we love them, we ask you to pray for us as priests, your spiritual fathers. We will always certainly continue to remember you in your prayers, and I do encourage our fathers of families to really be the spiritual leaders of their family. Make sure you lead grace before meals in your home, take your family to Mass every Sunday. You as fathers are called to be the ones that initiate family prayer, take your family to confession once a month, and really live that faith, pass on the faith to your spouse and children. So just as you do this as physical fathers, we as priests try to do our best we can to be your spiritual father as well.